Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We got Hot Seat coming up. Lots more, but oh, dear. Did I just hear Boomer Esiason take a shot at the official?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Would you like to apologize to me now? I know you respect Boomer more than me.
No, because they've gone overboard with the taunting.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Every time they announce something new, they go bonkers with it, and it's really bad.
Right. Before we bring Merrill on, because Merrill and Mike knew something was going to happen before it happened, but they weren't the only one. Picture Ruben Amaro Jr. crashing the Eagles game, weaseling his way in into the
Phillies box. I did weasel.
He weaseled his way in.
I got to thank Kevin.
He didn't pay.
No.
Ruben didn't pay to go to the game.
Nope. Kevin's a good guy. He'll take care of
it. He got in there in the Phillies box. There's a woman in the box. Mm-hmm. The Eagles are fourth and three.
Yes.
What did the woman say?
She said, "Oh, my goodness, I think this is going to be the Philly special."
No. A woman in the box knew the play.
As the snap.
Weren't the only ones. Merrill and Mike are doing the game live. Listen to Mike pick it right up. Listen.
Sanders comes back to the left of Hurts.
Oh, this is razzle-dazzle.
This time, it's a razzle-dazzle. Rolling with the football is Greg Ward. He's looking, and he throws incomplete.
Merrill Reese, the incredible voice of the Eagles Online. Merrill, if you guys know the play, that's a bad sign, right?
Well, it wouldn't be a bad sign if the other team didn't know the play, but it just didn't work. It was botched all the way. It was one of those things that happens every so often. I think down there you've got to be a little more conventional.
I know, but Merrill, the fact is, right now, mere two games into this season, the rookie season of Nick Sirianni, we're scratching our head about the play calls. How worrisome should this be?
I don't think we should be worried. Look, Nick took blame. I mean, he said it was a bad call. He shouldn't have made it. But last week in Atlanta, everybody was saying how brilliant his play calling was, how great the game design was. You know, when they work, they look good. When they fail to work, they look bad. It's all about the execution of the plays. I think play calling itself is overrated.
All right, but what? Hold on. Merrill, the wide receivers did not make a play in the last 37 minutes of the game. Don't you have to be cognizant of that?
Well, that's true. That's true. But I think a lot of it was the play of the I thought the offensive line did not play well in this game. I thought this game was decided. Aside from the first quarter, Angelo, where the Eagles absolutely, totally dominated, things turned totally around after that missed field goal and after the botched play at the goal line, because you could see the field tilt. San Francisco was able to come up with every short yardage play. The Eagles came up with nothing. I think the 49ers missed five of their first six third down opportunities. At the end of the game, they were. I think the defensive line was on its heels. When a quarterback like Garoppolo is sneaking, not for a yard, but for 3 yards, they were pushing the Eagles back. I think the biggest thing in this game, we can go into play calling, what they should have done, but I thought that at the line of scrimmage, certainly in the second half.
And you said so. There was a point in the broadcast, it was a great broadcast, I wish the game had been as good, where you actually said, the people that are calling in tomorrow, meaning yesterday, keep in mind that the lines just totally dominated the Eagles after the first quarter. But I need to know why, Merrill. Why did a team that was dominating in the trenches suddenly wasn't. What happened?
I think the coverage was good. I think the wide receivers weren't open in a lot of cases. Jalen Hurts, who did some things very well, missed a couple of wide receivers who were open. Threw some great passes, though. He threw a dart to Dallas Goedert right at the goal line near the end of the game. He threw that great pass to Quez Watkins. He threw a beautiful floater to an open Devontae Smith at one point. He did a lot of things really well.
Yep.
But ultimately, it doesn't work. And did you win? They didn't. But, you know, I mean, go back 100 years, okay, to the days when you remember Sid Gilman.
Yes.
He was one of the most brilliant offensive coaches in the history of football. He actually invented the West Coast offense. And I used to pester him all the time. He was on Dick Vermeil's staff, and I'd ask him questions, and he'd tell me, he'd give me answers. He showed me film. The night before a Washington game, I asked him about how he uses the hash marks in the passing game. And he sat me down, and he said, "Now listen." He said, "Every Sunday, there are 60,000 offensive coordinators sitting in the stadium." He said, "Tomorrow we're going to play the Washington Redskins then." He said, "And I'll tell you what, we know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to give the ball off to number 44, that was John Riggins, and they're going to run something called the counter tray. We know exactly what they're going to do. And you know what? We're going to have our backsides handed to us because we can't stop them." It's more about that. It's more about the play of the offensive and defensive lines. Play calling counts, but it's not the reason usually that you win or lose a game.
All right, Merrill, I'm going to get you to second guess if it takes me the rest of the show. All right, Merrill? Merrill, all right. Fourth and goal from the one. Why aren't you a quarterback sneaking? I know you love the sneak.
I hear you asking for it.
Those play calls help to cost the Eagles the game. True or false?
True. True. It had a great bearing on the game. It absolutely did. It cost the Eagles the game? Not any more than, say, Jalen Reagor with the end of a great play, a beautiful pass where Jalen Reagor by about 3 inches is stepping out of bounds. That could have cost it. There are three or four things that could have cost the Eagles the game. Suppose they come up with that touchdown. Maybe then you're in a totally different situation.
Totally. I got to tell you, though, the Reagor thing. Here's my second guess on that. I love Quez Watkins. I got to tell you, Merrill, that guy is one of the most explosive Eagles in recent times.
Oh, he is.
And he's not getting the ball enough. And if I'm targeting Reagor five times and I'm targeting Quez twice in a game, I'm making a mistake. You agree with that part?
Well, I think they probably wanted to get him the ball more, but that was being taken away. There were the pass rush. They were coming in on Jalen Hurts, and I'll tell you something. He has a lot of poise. He stays back there. He doesn't just look and doesn't see anybody and just dashes out. He stays back there to the last possible second before he starts to run.
Right.
But I know that the pass rush on him was prolific. And on the other hand, Jimmy Garoppolo is not the most athletic quarterback in the world. He wasn't touched all game.
That's true.
They didn't lay a finger on Jimmy Garoppolo. So there again, the pressure is coming from the 49ers defense and not being applied by the Eagles defense.
All right, Merrill, let's move to a big event Monday night. You will be in Dallas with Mike. Is that correct?
No.
They're not sending you. Still don't go on the road.
No, we work virtually.
Oh, is that killing you, Merrill?
We do what we have to do. We understand the situation. Certainly, we in an ideal situation, we'd like to be with the team. But I don't believe Tom McCarthy has been on the road with the team this year.
We have absolutely not.
It's true. Not yet. But no. So is it more difficult? What's it like for you, Doty? You did so many games for so many years on the road. How much more of a challenge is it to do it off the monitors?
Well, it's a challenge. It really is. The sideline reporter 2 weeks ago when the Eagles were in Atlanta, with Pam Oliver, was doing something, and she was blocking the formation. And Mike sitting next to me, I didn't realize he was doing it. He didn't realize I was doing it. But both of us were waving at her to please. We're waving at the screen for her to please move over. So you have that.
Wow.
And then you have sometimes on a tight shot of a receiver, you don't see a yard line. So you just figure out how to extend the play a little bit so you see like the 35-yard line. So there are little tricks that you learn. But listen, we're so happy to be broadcasting Eagles football. We're so happy to see almost 70,000 fans at the link. This is what we go through right now, and we're thrilled to be doing it, and we're excited about the season. That's the most important thing. The fact that we're not traveling right now, okay, we can deal with that. But we're seeing some exciting football, and I think next week, Monday night in Dallas, is going to be tremendous, and I am just as excited as if I were going there.
Well, I got to say this, Merrill. You know, I only listen to you guys while I'm watching a game. I have not noticed one time. You guys are amazing. You're an icon in this town, and I love you. And let's get a win on Monday night, Merrill. It would be great if they won that game. Oh.
Thank you. And can I say something while I'm on? You have Ruben in the studio with you today. I think he just does a great job. I love hearing him. His analysis is terrific. Mm.
Well, we don't agree, Merle. But I appreciate your call. Thank you, Merrill.
Thank you, Merrill.
We love you, Merrill.
You're the best.
I got to get you back. You attack me every day, Ruben. I got to do something.
Yeah, I get it.
But I'll tell you, that woman in the box that knew the play, wow, could we get her on sometime?
She knew her football.
Now, listen, Al, you know me. I love sports, but I love movies as much, if not more.
Right.
And yesterday on the news, all sorts of streets being shut down for Adam Sandler, who's doing a movie. Yep. Last week, he was in Manayunk on Main Street.
Yeah.
Here with a report is our movie reporter, Butch from Manayunk. Hi, Butch.
Hi, Andrew. How you doing, buddy?
All right, do you see people are complaining now that Sandler's shutting the city down? Did he shut down Manayunk last week?
Yeah, he had to shut down pretty good, Angelo. I came home from the game at 11 o'clock, and he was shooting a scene at Crescent Street and Green Lane right as you come off the Belmont Avenue Expressway.
Right, but you did have a brief exchange with Adam Sandler, is that correct?
Yeah, I did, because I'm real slicker than everybody around here. Don't know this town like me. I've been here 70 years.
All right, what was the exchange? All right, let's hear it.
I went down with my bicycle, everybody walking. So now where he's at, they got to physically tell me, hey, you can't ride your bike down Green Lane. You got to walk it. So as I walked right across with a guy literally next to me, I gave him a shout-out about welcome to the city of brotherly love. And I got a shout-out back from him.
Say, that's a charming moment. I'm sure he's going to remember that. All right, Butch, you are my biggest Phillies fan.
Oh, real quick, I got to tell you a funny one, Ange. You know what I yelled to him and everybody got a kick out of it?
What'd you yell?
Yo, Adam. I'll see you out in Malibu in a couple of weeks. And he yelled back, okay. Then everybody really thought, like, I knew the guy.
Oh, you had a Malibu exchange. Wow, that's even more charming. All right, look back to this, Butch. Butch, you are going to these Phillies games on your, it's 12 games for $60 pass, correct?
Yes, sir.
Are you losing faith? Are you getting upset at what you're seeing?
I've already lost faith. My best moment last night was I got to hang out with the Gwen and Mercy basketball team. I'm a big Roman fan, and Kyle Maska, who's going there, was with there with the coach, and they came out to hang with me. And that was the highlight of my night because I'm frustrated.
Yeah. It's you know what? If you can't get a run off the Orioles, that's bad. Oh, man, that's bad. All right, Butch, are you here as C. Wright Truitt? You have a poem for me?
Yeah. The alter ego came over me, Angelo, last night. I was so frustrated.
Right.
I wrote a poem called Frustration by C. Wright Truitt, and I'd love to do it for you.
All right, well, Ruben Amaro is from Stanford, and he took a lot of courses in literature. So if you would, Rube, we're going to need an evaluation of this poem, all right?
Certainly.
All right, Butch, please, let's hear it.
Let me shout a water, Andrew, real quick.
All right. Yeah, he needed the water. I just want to make sure he gets this right. That makes sense.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Frustration by C. Wright Truitt. I went down to ballpark to have some fun, never realizing we wouldn't score a run. We got down early and never came back. That's because Joe Girardi cussed his players too much slack. They look like crap, it's safe to say. There's no sense of urgency in their play. Kapler got fired for two bad Septembers. Girardi's done the same thing. You have to remember. It's costing me $5 a game. That's pretty cheap. Why I go insane. I still go down to park to socialize, and I thought you knew it. Because if you call this baseball, you
can see right through it.
Bingo.
Rube,
that was very good, actually.
Butch, I'm going to tell you, impressed. I think we agree.
That was a good one.
That was the best poem you've ever written.
You said that 8 times already.
Was it. Rhea, do you agree?
Yes.
That was good. Butch, that was phenomenal. You know what I'm going to lobby for? That
what?
Should be, that whole poem should be the line of the day. It was brilliant.
You know, would Rhea give me a thumbs up, Angelo?
That
makes me confident enough to think I can take this show to Hollywood.
Oh, yes, you can.
Please
Malibu.
Malibu.
Malibu. Rhea said today, if possible.
Bingo.
Butch, give me a team you would never want to root for.
I hate the New England Patriots.
They were already said, right? But Butch, great call. That was good. He's getting good at this.
He's going to get me in the movie.
He's getting good at this. Yeah. Yes or no?
That wasn't bad.
Yeah,
that wasn't bad.
No. I like the ending all the time.
Well, the ending.
Bingo.
By the way, we know somebody in that movie. I can't tell you the name, but we know somebody that's going to be featured prominently.
Yep.
He's in it?
Well, he or she.
No. Is it my favorite character actor from WIP?
Sure.
I can't tell you. But you know somebody, and they are in it.
I'm talking about Mac now.
I don't know.
Bingo.
215. I'll get this out of him and broadcast it when we return. WIP Sports Time 918.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.